All right, you guys, I am back. Y'all already know who it is, Juku January. This is episode 3, maybe 4, I don't know. Good morning, good evening, good night. I don't know where you are listening, but I'm glad you are listening. I actually have a very, very special guest, kind of, with me today. You want to introduce yourself?
Chief, kind of special guest. Yeah, man, it's the boy, those crazy check in. If you knew better, you do, but I need 2 sweaters.
I think you all know who that is when you hear that.
It's the game.
All right, so y'all definitely know who that is. For those who don't know, Carlos Smith is who he is. An ex-friend, person, etc., and more to me. So anywho, we're just gonna cut to the chase. We just did an awesome interview earlier today. I actually thought that I wouldn't do at all. Shout out to Robin Yvette with Pillow Talk. I hope y'all get to check her out. Robin just interviewed us for your project, Heart Problems. You want to give the listeners just a breakdown on what the album is and what it means to you?
Well, just a little backstory. I've been doing music since, seventh grade. In the seventh grade, I had a group called Stand Alone. It's called the Lover Boys. And I never really dived back into music until I started working with my boy Dennis at New Look Entertainment. So I had stopped after that. And now I'm putting out a project called Heart Problems. And it's basically just kind of exposing myself to the problems that I've had dealing with women through my life. And, when you have heart conditions, sometimes you get that through life of you going through, certain things and trials and tribulations, trauma. That's, you got a weakened heart. So I have heart problems because, dealing with different women. So I just, display that lyrically on beats and made an emotional project, I guess.
Which you did a great job on. I can't remember actually some of the lyrics, but yeah, you did a great job. I still gotta hear the rest, but so far from what I've heard, it's definitely good. So we're publicly known very well from our relationship, whether it was social media, whether it was just in person. We've known each other obviously a long time. What do you think people's perception of us is? Or have you ever even thought of that?
No, I never thought about that before. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what I think their perception is. I think they kind of label us as like being like inseparable, being, always going to be hanging out, always going to, be around each other type of thing. Like we're connected. I think my name in Lake County will always be synonymous with Juku January and vice versa.
Unfortunately, right?
Yeah. Well, it's not unfortunate to me.
Sometimes. No.
No. No, I've clarified many times to people that it's my relationship with this girl is it's bigger than just, relationship. It's bigger than, I mean, it's bigger than just, love or bigger than just, fighting, bickering and all that stuff. It's bigger than that, so.
Okay, I'll take that. I'm just gonna throw this at you. What is one of the wildest memories between us that you can think of?
So many. I think you mean like bad or just like wild, like something like
Just
an
wild. It doesn't
argument?
have to be bad. Just wild, like a shocker. Just something was like, whoa.
I don't know. I think you I think you've done a lot of things. It's kind of like, damn, like why would you do that? But when we were filming Lakeside, I think that was the time we was in the studio when you went and got a hammer and some stuff with my car and took SD cards and that was pretty crazy. But you've never really done anything really crazy, crazy. That's just the first thing that popped my mind. But I'm sure there's a lot of other things you did that was kind of like, damn, but
Yeah, I'm very known. For those of you who all don't know, we had a show called Lakeside on YouTube, and I don't even remember what Lakeside had to do with it at that time. Oh, maybe people were here filming for that or something.
Yeah, we were doing testimonials and
Long story short, I don't know what happened. I felt like you had tried to check me or something in front of people, and I just like didn't take it well, and I stole an SD card. You came outside chasing me while I had a hammer in my hand, and I. Yeah.
And people thought you hit me with a hammer, and
I did.
You never hit me with a hammer. You never.
You don't remember, but no, I did.
No, you didn't.
I definitely did. You snatched it.
I took
after
it out
I
of your
swung
hand.
It so
you
many times that you broke
me with the hammer. I would remember you hitting me with a hammer.
I would think you would too.
But you didn't.
I now have the nickname of Thor in the building because of that.
Yeah, shout out to you. So
that was kind of funny.
Yeah, I bet it was for you.
So. What do you feel like was one of the biggest things that you've learned from me as a person overall? Not necessarily dating, not necessarily like sexually, not nothing, just in general. What is something, what's a lesson, or what is something that I've taught you?
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I think you've taught me to look at things just not from the way I think about it, you know, because I could be righteous in my thought and not, you know, the action not be so righteous. So I think you've explained to me that, you know, just because I think I'm right or just because I think I'm not doing something that hurts somebody, I still may be doing that. And you kind of made me think about it a different way.
That's good. You know. So basically just to consider the other person's feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
That's freaking great.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
I'm glad you said that. Yeah. Seriously. Okay. I'm kind of stuck on this question. So what do you feel like, okay, so that's something that you've learned from me. What do you feel like was something you wished I would have learned from you? And maybe I did learn eventually or something, but...
You know, ironically, this is not even dealing with you and me. It's dealing with you and your mom. Mm. I wish you would have... And maybe you have, I don't know. I wish you would have taken a little bit more... interest in trying to figure out what happened there at whatever age it happened for you to kind of figure out why it's friction sometimes.
Between me and her.
Yeah. And maybe you did. I don't know. But that was something I thought about. It's something I still think about all the time when I see her and I think about, you know, some of the things you've told me and I say, well, I hope, you know, Jayla has, or Juku has done grown into the position of, you know, being more intimate with her mom and trying to get more information from her mom about certain things. Because I know that I don't do that. And I know how hard it is for me to do that, so.
That's cool. She actually told me she saw you somewhere recently.
Yeah, I seen her at the high school.
Oh, okay. That's interesting that you said that. And actually, there's been some progress.
Yeah.
On that, actually, so
that's
somewhat.
Good. That's good.
Like I said, I was very stubborn. I still can be. But boy, times 10, 20 to
Fact.
The second, third, fourth, fifth power with her.
Fact.
You know, when people get old, they get stuck in their ways. Not necessarily saying that she can't change, but yeah, it's harder.
Right.
I mean, I guess this is just... maybe redundant in a sense because we're clearly here being cordial now. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it's always possibly cordial with me or certain?
Yeah.
Like no matter what, who's around, where, when?
Yeah.
Do you feel like that with all of your exes?
Yeah. Honestly.
Do you feel like they can be cordial with you or is just you being cordial with them?
I feel like I should be cordial with everybody. I think that I haven't. And again, this is where we talk about, you know, what have you done to people that you don't feel, and you may be insensitive to what you did to people, right? You may not understand that you really you know, fuck somebody up and you think it's cool that you could be cordial with her, it's like disrespectful that you think you could have a conversation with me when you did that to me. And I'm at the point where it's like, I can't allow that to be the case for me because that's going to hinder me. I have to recognize what I did wrong and really admit to it. And, you know, like I said on the album, on the records, you know, if any one of my exes want to talk, I'm going to listen. A lot of fucked up shit I did in my past, I need to fix it.
That's a nice one.
So if there's a conversation that needs to be had, then I'm going to have it and try to do that in the most positive way possible. But if somebody's still harboring and holding on the feelings that I did to them, then, you know, then that's obviously something that they have to deal with. And I'm not going to be pressured with feeling like I have to continue to be mad or be upset, because I grew from it and learned from it. Truly grew from it and learned from it, not just saying it to
make it sound good.
Right, right.
Okay. And speaking of, what do you feel like the most common mistake is with people when it comes to dating you?
That's a good question, too. I don't know. I don't think a mistake is involved in it. I think we as, well, let me say this. I think everybody makes the common mistake of beginning dating somebody and believing that they're going to make them happy. I think that ultimately you can't depend on somebody else that's not you to make you happy.
True. So relying on someone else for happiness.
Yes. I think that happiness, a man and a woman can make you happy. Yes. But I think your true foundation of happiness has to come from you. So I think that some people are so sad and some people are so upset and angry at life, they're looking for love to be that result of happiness. And then once that man falls or that woman falls or somebody fails, then they resort to them hating them now. And you're just adding more hate.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest mistake we all make in trying to find happiness in other people or rely on happiness, as you say, on other people versus creating our own happiness through our lives and through things that we love and passions. And then a man or a woman accommodates that happiness and makes it better.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people, I used to get, not teased. Hey, you watch the show Being Mary Jane?
No.
Okay.
I've heard of it though. It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah. So basically like Mary Jane is so career savvy and everything else just falls under or after that.
Right.
And that was kind of like the thing. Even like very, very close family members, I'm not going to say, but like growing up, they're all, oh, well, all you care about is money and this and that. You ain't never going to find no husband. And right, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, right. I want to chase my career. Right. Like, whoever comes my way is going to come during the process. Like, right. I'm not going to try to establish that before I establish me. Like, right. That, I don't know.
I agree 100% with that. I agree.
Like that blows me that people look for love and aren't really doing anything. Because now when y'all get the love, okay, y'all happy in the household, blah, blah, blah. For whatever family or love moment that y'all are trying to...
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to
me. There's some women out there who truly can be okay with just being... who dreams to be a stay-at-home wife.
Oh, I hate it.
And that person... You know, that person is looking for happiness in that family unit and is okay with putting her her dreams on the back burner because she wants this and, you know, she has time to do it later on in her life. There are people like that, you know what I mean, who don't necessarily, you know, look to be independent and in the workplace and all that. They're just looking to...
They'd rather have somebody else lead.
Yeah, and they're looking to just accommodate the man's life, you know, and...
Sure.
Be that supporting cast member versus the leading cast member or the supporting cast member in a leading role type of thing.
I couldn't imagine just imagine dying and the lovely housewife and mother. That's
right.
It.
Right. I mean, I think you'll get to the point to where you want that, even, you know, even doing everything that you're doing, you'll get to the point to where you want that. And you want to be that, and you want to provide that as a thing, because that's just the way it goes.
No. I'm
but
a woman.
Not solely.
Yeah. No. No, not solely, ever.
Right.
Like, yeah. No, absolutely not.
Right.
And now, We're both entrepreneurs, obviously. What is like the hardest, or matter of fact, do you feel like you need to explain your lifestyle to people who don't necessarily, you know, who aren't necessarily entrepreneurs? Or do you feel like if they're not entrepreneur, automatically do you just assume that they won't understand your lifestyle and it might not work?
Well, I think I got to do my due diligence to explain it so that they know what I'm doing and how it may cause some confusion, maybe. You know what I mean? I don't want you to be just completely lost about what I'm doing.
Do you feel like it will work, though?
It just depends on the person. You know what I mean? If the person is at a point in their life where they're secure with themselves and they're not worried about beautiful women being around me, and she has to trust me. You know what I mean? If you have trust issues already, and you're coming into a relationship with those fresh trust issues, and I'm this guy in the limelight, I guess you could call it, and you're not ready to see other women around me in pictures or video,
mm-hmm. like even a club picture.
Yeah. Then you probably aren't ready for me at that stage of me. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And then maybe you could. You know, we could build some type of trust where I kind of build, and then you like, baby, no matter what I'm doing, I'm not finna, you know, have sex with these women or nothing like that. It's just, you know.
What club I went to with my homie?
Yeah, we was working, you know what I mean? We was working, that's what we do.
No, I was saying the lyrics.
Oh, right. I don't know what lyrics you were talking about.
What club I went to with my homie, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Went over your head.
You said it so fast. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, sorry, I did.
Fell up to the roots.
Yeah. So, what do you feel like is... Well, matter of fact, I'm going to ask you this. Do you feel like there was... And I'm not saying this for me, like I'm fishing or anything. Do you feel like you ran across the right person at the wrong time? Like, do you have a person that you regret not being able to gain success from, I guess I should say?
Gain success? You mean like relationship success?
Like, okay, almost everyone, or not everyone, maybe, I guess. Like, there's always some type of sad story I hear, like, damn it, like, I had her, I had my chance, I blew it, or, you know, like, do you feel like you've regret an opportunity with someone ever? Or maybe they were the right person at the wrong time. Like, do you feel like you had that person and you just dropped it?
No. Because I think, well, that doesn't go to discredit the people that I was with to say, well, they may not have been the one. But I don't know, and that's why I value more shit than somebody say, I broke their heart, leave me alone, nigga. Because you never know what's going to happen in life. And it's difficult for anybody to keep tabs with somebody or stay in touch with somebody who broke their heart. Mm-hmm. So I can't say that that's why I still keep in touch with people, so because you never know what may resurface. I can't say that because that's not fair to say. Mm-hmm. But it's really honestly true. The friendship that you build with people should be everlasting. And the reason why I'm saying, well, that's any true. Person that you've dated, you should have a friendship with them that's everlasting. If you dated somebody and you truly hate their guts and you hate when you see them, then you have to really start to develop things inside of you and grow the fuck up. Because if you really love somebody and you really seen yourself with them as a married couple and wanted to have kids, you can't then now just put this person in this coffin and kill them.
Yeah.
You have to give yourself an opportunity to still like this person, still enjoy his or her company at times of, you know, need. You never know when you may need somebody who really knows you, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just throw people away at the expense of ourselves and say, well, I need to protect myself from never being hurt again. And we don't want to deal with that person. So to answer your question, have I ever met somebody that I probably, or have I missed my beat, or mm-hmm. I don't think so, because I still want to reach out to these people and have relationships with them to be friends. So I don't think I missed my beat with anybody I've ever dated, because there's opportunity for us to still be friends, you know what I'm saying, and be cool.
So these are people that you've been friends with. Was there ever a person that you feel like you didn't even get there? Like, you didn't even get to the friend zone with? Like, damn it. Like, even a girl at a gas station or something. Like, man, I always wanted to meet her. No, like,
it's women that I would like to see myself deal with. Mm-hmm. But that's more lustful than it is, you know, like...
regretful.
Yeah. It's not about, you know, relationship. That's more like some sexual shit. Like, damn, I really, you know...
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? But...
No, I meant something deeper.
Right. I know. But You know what I'm saying? No, because I can't even see myself thinking like that. To be like, damn, I wish I would have, you know, went to third base with her. I was only went to first. You know what I'm saying? No, I haven't experienced that, I don't think.
What do you feel like... what do you feel like is like a myth about you? Or what do you feel like your reputation is as a guy to date? Like, what do you feel like people... What have you heard about yourself? Or what do you think that people think about you? If you've thought of that. I mean, you're making an album called Heart Problems, so I'm assuming that you already have it out there on what people's mind is right. of you, you know?
Well, referring to the album always, you know what I'm saying? Imagine living your life with all these rumors in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's filled with lies. That's what you invented. That's what they say. If truth is what they told, I can't even remember the damn bar. But basically, what I'm saying is, they believe that whatever rumors are out there about me, they believe that it's intentional. And I've heard this a million times, where it's like
you intentionally hurting people,
right? And that just goes back to the rumors. You know, everybody feels like, well, I'm a hoe. I got bitches. I got hoes. You know what I'm saying? He did this. You know, you got too much going on. Still to this day, I attempted to talk to a girl, she would say something like, damn, you got too many hoes. I'm like, what hoes? Mm-hmm. You know, Diamond Bonds and Juku January, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so that's such a public situation.
Shout out to Diamond.
Shout out to Diamond. But that's such a public situation that, you know, I'll never get away from that, you know, around here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, rumors, you know, I hear rumors all the time about myself, about this and that.
Do you feel like... you knew what you were putting out there when you did that? Or did you feel like afterwards you fucking learned that that's what you kind of put out there?
I didn't put anything out there. For me, looking at it, I don't think I intentionally put anything out there unless it was Lakeside.
And that's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, Lakeside. But the thing about Lakeside was my story was the realest story on the show.
Factual.
So when I'm looking
people,
at it...
Not to cut you off, people really... Thought that was like fake.
No, it's real,
and scripted.
Right?
And I'm like, yeah.
And I was
no.
watching. I was actually watching a few clips a couple weeks ago. I'm like, this actually could have worked if I would have just did it.
For
it could have worked.
Yeah.
But it was just too. It was too dark for me. But yeah. I mean, I think I knew what I was doing from that standpoint because I know that's what people want to see, right? But in the midst of that, three people got hurt. You know what I'm saying? Me, you, and her. In the midst of people knowing what's going on.
You got hurt?
Yeah, it hurt. Not hurt like emotionally, but it hurt my reputation in a way. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm thinking just on a business standpoint, man, motherfuckers gonna click this shit.
Facts.
Versus, you know, motherfuckers gonna click this shit and they gonna save it in their brain, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
This is who you are.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, you gotta take that with a grain of salt and say, well, yeah, nigga, you did that. So you gotta live with that too. You did it and live with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I don't even remember which situation it was, but I just remember somebody, I'm like, what? I don't even talk to girls anymore. Like, what are you talking about? Well, you the one that put it out there. You going to be around for forever on Lakeside. I was like, I did.
Right. And you just probably being more entertaining for the camera, you know, and we've said like, that to each other in personal conversations, you know?
Say what?
Like, we just said, like, we're going to be here forever. Like, we'll, you know, we always have a relationship. We'll always be cool, you know. So just tell Shorty that, you know, I'll always be here or something like that. You know, we've said that to each other. And again, I don't think anything wrong with that. I think that that's okay. As long as there's boundaries for you and I to create for ourselves and we don't, you know, cross those boundaries to disrespect the person that we may be dating or talking
but
to.
But that's the whole point. Like, yeah. Like you just said and like I'm saying now, the fact that it said that, oh, we're going to be around forever. That scares people away. Like, oh, you still fucking with your ex. Like, right. But if, and that's but not if, always the case, but people think that.
I mean, if it ain't no proof that I am, then don't do it. You know what I mean? Don't judge me. Then, you know what I mean?
What you mean proof?
That's what I'm saying. Oh.
What you mean don't proof?
But if somebody said, bro, if a girl said, yeah, you still fucking with Juku, I would say, well, where did you
get that from?
How do you know that? Yeah. I mean, where do you get that from? Are you just saying that because you watched Lakeside 2 years ago, or are you saying that based on something that you know right now? Because that's not true. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Kind of shot myself in the foot there. Kind of.
God bless you.
Kind of.
Yeah, a little bit.
What?
A little bit.
I mean, I still got options.
I'm sure you do.
I mean, I don't want them, but I'm just saying like that. It kind of like, as far as like Lake County, like it was very annoying. And then we're obviously both very, very, very popular people out here. You know, it's only yay.
Yeah, I'm not popular.
Big.
You popular. I'm not popular.
How about you shut the fuck up? I mean, shut the hell up. Okay. I mean, this is my show, actually, so I can
cuss. I mean, I cuss on my show, too. I mean, hey, what do you mean?
Sorry, Mom. Don't listen to this anyway. You should be listening.
Shout out to your mom, you know.
Wow. But anywho,
Michelle Reeves.
Jeez, yeah. Heard Vestoria Parker? Why are we putting out names like that?
I said nothing. That.
Shut up. No, shout out to your mom. I do miss her though. Your mom is a hell of a person.
Yeah, she is.
She's hilarious.
I just tried to buy her a dog. She didn't want it. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of stupid. I think she's gonna get it though. I don't know. Right. I think she's gonna be like, cause she didn't want the girl dog. She wanted a boy dog that don't bleed. So I got to get the dog fixed and shit. So.
Oh, I believe her. I remember your dog, Lady.
Slow down, fam. Don't bring up Lady no more, man.
I'm sorry. Is that a touchy?
It's
moment?
Very sensitive subject.
That's always been sensitive. I'm sorry.
I love my. I miss. I almost damn near just cried right now.
Wow.
I really miss that dog. Seriously.
I remember that dog
a lot. That was like my best friend. Like seriously. And she just ran away. It was tough.
Sorry.
Like, somebody stole her, though. Now we're on a subject. We got to do it.
I'm like, sorry. Nope. Like, I didn't want you to cry.
No, I'm not going to cry. But somebody stole her. Like, because
yeah, she was a very good dog.
Whenever she ran away, she would always come back. Like, always come back.
Yeah.
And, yeah, somebody took her. Somebody had to take her. Yeah, man, it's deep.
Don't
bro.
Cry.
I'm not gonna cry, dude. I'm not gonna cry. But I love that dog so much. Like,
yikes! That just bugged you up. Where's the anything?
Right. Where's the tissue at?
Sheesh. Do you care about anybody as much as you care about
man,
Lady?
That's tough, right? She's definitely top three.
Top three. Blame Lady and who?
There you go. My mama and my sister. There you go. That's it. Fuck you, me. She came before my mom and my sister.
That's fucked up, Carlita. Yeah, did you hear this?
Yeah, shit. She know what it is. You know, Carlita didn't like Lady, though. You know, actually, what happened was
it's Carlita's fault.
Oh, it is, though, and she know it. She kicked Lady out the house, like she, because you know, Lady would be in the backyard, and Lady let her out, and Carlita didn't do because Lady would get out through the gate, you know, and I would have to go find her. Now, mind you, nobody was there. And this is a weird topic, but it is what it is. Nobody was in the house but my sister. And Carlita didn't go out and try to find her. And I would say, don't let her out unless you're going to go outside with her, let her pee, and then bring her back in. Mm-hmm. But she just let her out and just let her go. And she was gone for hours. And when I come home, they like, where the fuck Lady at? And I'm thinking I'm going to find her eventually. And I could not find my dog. So.
Wow.
You know. You ever seen Marley and Me?
Some type of way about
you ever seen Marley and Me?
No.
It's a great movie about a dog. I mean, I cried mine. That's why I cry like, ah! Like seriously, like something happened to my kid. Cry like.
Damn.
It was a sad movie. I love dogs though.
That's fucked up. I had a cat named Layla that ran away.
Shout out to Layla.
Well, my grandma tried to kick her out. You know, I don't know why Black people have the feelings that they do for cats, and I actually made a status about it one time, and it went up. I was like, what's wrong with Black people and cats? Like, why don't y'all like cats and cats?
People think cats like dirty.
Yeah, they think I heard that they're dirty, they're evil, they're sneaky. Yeah. So is your boyfriend, bitch. So yeah, what? Right?
Like, well, you know, cats are the guardians of the underworld.
I did not know that.
Yeah, if you look at like any you know, Egyptian statues, there's always a cat.
Exactly.
You know, the cat's kind of like guarded the
premises.
the what do you call them? The tombs.
Yeah.
So that the evil spirits wouldn't come in. So some people relate that to Castile to this day.
I feel like it's, I don't know. I'm not even going to go into that. But black people, it's like a lot of people, black people that don't like cats. Yeah. I don't, it, yeah, whatever.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I can relate though.
Yes.
Layla, I miss you.
Shut up to Layla and Layla and Lady.
Anywho.
Means nothing when you tell them that you single. It means a lot when you laying up and mingling. Going out, eating food with her, introducing her to your mom and some more shit. Nigga, you ain't single. Cause the only thing she thinking is you the hardest working. But you ain't really thinking that her heart is working. She ended the combo and she said, nigga, trust me. She ended the combo and said, nigga, fuck me. Now, don't tell me I got all that shit. Still on the phone.
Oh my God, Carlos, you know you can't be fucking these bitches like that. You can't be giving them too much. You know how hoes be. Like, you're giving these bitches too much dick. You gotta put a pause on the dick. Put that shit on ice. Put that shit on ice.
I figure I change my ways and go the faithful route. But my past is my past, I ain't gonna make it out. With all these bitches pulling, they gonna take me down.
So this is just a sample of Face the Facts. As y'all can see, this is very, very deep. It gets really, really deep on this album, but that's all I'm gonna give y'all. If y'all wanna hear the rest of that song, that is Face the Facts by Boy Goes Crazy.
So I don't know if I want to go towards the album or go towards your personal life right now.
Mm-hmm. No, that's on you. It's your show here. I'm just on the guy.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go into your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel like is something you could have improved in any, if not every, relationship about yourself?
It's always the listening thing, not talking, just being a good listener. I think I'm a good listener, but not in the moments where I want to talk. So it's like I'm still correcting myself today on how to be a better listener and shut the fuck up. So I know that's a key thing that I want to do and be better at when I'm dealing with people, just in general, just to listen more. So that I could really become better at grasping their perspective versus me just trying to respond. You know, some people listen to respond.
To talk.
Versus to listen to really grasp.
That's so fucking annoying.
The perspective of what somebody's saying, and they want to jump in so fast. That's who I am. You know, hold on. So the older I get, you know, the better I'm trying to become at that and get better at that. So that would be it.
That's good. That's good. I like how you're... I like this. Okay. What is something that you feel like... Do you feel like you should have changed the way you treated me? Let's make this juicy.
What do you mean? I don't know what you mean. Like, change the way I treated you.
Like, do you have...
If I could change it,
Yeah. If you could have changed the way you treated me, would you? And if so, what would you have done? I mean, or do you feel like everything is like a lesson learned and...
No, it's both. It's both. You know what I'm saying? Because I think the lessons are bigger than me changing to be the perfect guy that did everything right. Because if I changed it all, then I wouldn't have done anything wrong.
Do tell.
So, I mean, it's a lot of things. I mean, I can't really tell you exactly what happened and be like, well, I would have changed that. It's just the behavior in general. The mindset that I had going into thinking that it was this and I was going to do this and we had an understanding that it is. Because me and you never had a ironclad anything. You know what I mean? It was just, you know, you did you and I did me, but we was always together. We was always doing us and being, you know, fucking Bonnie and Clyde. You know what I mean? But we also had other situations that was going on at certain times. And they would come back and then you would be dealing with somebody and I'd still be dealing with you and I would be dealing with somebody and still dealing with you. So it was never written in stone what we were, but we know we gave a fuck about each other and we didn't give a fuck about the person that we was dealing with idly. We still dealt with each other still.
So hey, to a certain extent.
No, period. Fuck you mean. That's just what it was.
I had a relationship that I did not cheat on you with. I'm saying. Well, we're not going to go there.
Oh, you can. Let's go. You're already there. You're defending yourself.
I don't want to get messy.
No. I'm saying, yes, you're right. When you were dealing with Kendall.
Are you saying names?
Yeah, shout out to him.
Wow.
When you were dealing with him, you did not do anything with me. You're absolutely correct.
Right.
So
I'm like, hey.
But it didn't. It crossed over towards the end of him and me. You know, I mean, him and you. It crossed over. I crossed in there somewhere. you know, that's just what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Where's the
Where's
the sound effects?
Right. Yeah. So that happened. And it happened with me and Jasmine. You know, me and Blake. You know what I mean?
You and everybody. You
know? No.
Carlos, name any girlfriend that you've had.
I mean,
and I've been.
Well, those are the last two girlfriends I've had. You know what I mean? If you
the first two, goddamn it. Anybody.
No, not the first two, man. Yeah, no.
Well, I was being dramatic there. Right. But yeah.
Yeah, since Blake and moving up to, you know, the last couple people I was talking to, you've been present, but not recently as, you know, 2 years and 2 years ago type shit. You know, 3 years. We haven't really.
Slow it down.
No, this year we haven't. No, 2 years, my nigga.
2 years? Like two last year? I was rocking with you last year.
No. No. You got your shit mixed up, my sister.
What?
You have to.
Last year. This is 2019.
Right.
2018, me and you were dealing.
No, I don't think so. You got to look that up.
Who are you trying to protect from 2018?
I'm not protecting nobody.
Whose feelings are you trying to protect? I'm not, because every girl I've ever talked to knows about you.
I'm saying,
Carlos,
the last time we were dealing with each other
was December and January. Okay, January specifically, because that was my birthday.
Okay, maybe. Maybe I'm lost there, maybe.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Last year.
Okay, maybe we were dabbling a little bit there.
No.
It's a little spicy.
You're protecting somebody. Well, shout out to whoever Miss 2018 is. He cares about you.
No, I'm not. I'm being for real. Like, seriously. Every girl that I've talked to knows that me and you have dealt with each other. I maybe have my timelines messed up. I'm not protecting anybody. I'm being honest.
Well, I'll let you have that. I'm not going to be petty.
I just really think that that's what it was, because we haven't talked
well,
now.
Well, you clearly have your timeline messed up.
Maybe. Because we haven't talked now for a while. Like, I haven't talked to you in a very long time.
Right.
So that's like, but 9 months.
Yeah.
Right. So then before that, it was for a very long time. Even because we were into it. Yes. Before you even moved or relocated, we hadn't talked for a very long time. It was like 6 months into that time frame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
But January, December, six, all of that, we were still rocking.
Like up. 2 years ago.
No, that wasn't 2 years ago.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe that's me and my calendar. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
God bless.
God bless America.
And no place else.
No, other places as well. That's rude.
It's from a movie.
Oh, oops. Do you feel like, you know how, I guess this is just fun because we, like you said, haven't talked in a long time. Do you feel like our names still intimidate people? To this day, like you telling women about me or mentioning me, I'm not saying that you're out here just, oh yeah, I used to talk to Juku, but do you still like if you were to start dating somebody now and like you mentioned me and said that we were friends, like do you still feel like that still affects people even though I have like a whole relationship right now?
No, because I don't do it like that. I mean, I wouldn't do that like that, but maybe, just depending on who it was, maybe that would make somebody feel some type of way, maybe. But I wouldn't introduce it like that anyway. But the people, like I said, right now, I'm not talking to a multiple of any women that could feel some type of way. There's only one person I'm dealing with that could say anything about that anyway, and she knows who you is. And that wasn't introduced to her like that. It was introduced to her in a different way. And she doesn't even know you. You know what I'm saying? So.
You just said she knows me.
No. I'm saying she doesn't.
Oh, she knows who I am, but doesn't know
right,
me personally.
Right, right, right.
Good.
Right.
Amen.
She knows zero about you, like, yeah.
Good. That was like a very difficult thing in Lake County. Like I used to really, really hate that. Like like people used to bring you up, and I'm just like, well, what the fuck? Do you want me or not? Because I just told you I'm not talking to this nigga.
Do you want me or no? Do you want to leave me here, or are you going to take me with you? Yeah.
Like, I just told you I don't fuck with him no more. Oh, nah, I heard you. You still fucking boy. That's crazy. Oh, that's your nigga. Woo.
I think that,
no, I just said we done. That's unfortunate. So what's up?
That's unfortunate. I hope that that one day goes away. But
I just told you.
You know, it is what it is, you know.
No.
God bless him.
No, it isn't is what it is.
I wouldn't think any man would have to be intimidated by me. I can understand a woman being intimidated by you because, you know, you come off as this. Not until you come off, you're a beautiful girl. You know, you have, you know, talents and abilities and body and, you know, this snazzy attitude. So women could probably feel some way about that. But for me, I'm the humblest guy in the world that would never come off to be an intimidator. So,
I don't feel like people think you're humble, though.
Well, that's tough.
Well, not to say like in a bearer of bad news, but I remember I was talking to one of my friends before and they was like, no shade, but they just thought you were just like the richest low key nigga. I'm like, oh no, baby.
No, you should have let him believe it, baby. What's her name? Bitch, I got a bag.
I'm like, oh no, baby. It's really mediocre, let me tell you.
Wow, that's tough. You just threw me under the bus. That's crazy.
I did. I was like, what?
Wow.
But no, seriously. No, seriously, joking. It was like that. But besides the money part, like she thought you were kind of like, I guess like arrogant, I should say. And I'm just like, I think maybe his pictures or captions or something is giving you the wrong,
wow, that's deep,
impression of him or something. Wow. But yeah.
Would have never thought that.
Yeah. So what do you feel like was one of the hardest things dealing with me was? Or if you can, oh boy. Well, I don't know if I should say it like this.
Yourself,
if you could give somebody a heads up, and I'm giving you the privilege to say this on my show.
I mean, I would say it anyway. I mean,
yeah, what was the hardest part about dating me, or what could you, even though no man like needs a heads up from you, I'm just saying, like, what would you say about me? Like, I'm just curious to know.
I don't know. I think once you kind of have an idea about something, you kind of stay on it. You know what I mean? You don't kind of
think about it.
You kind of, like, once you're hot, it's hot. You know what I mean? Once you in the middle, you in the middle. You know, once you cold, it's cold. But once you hot, it's like a bat out of hell. It's like a semi-truck coming through, you know, watered down paper or something. So, I would tell somebody, you know, if you're going to, you know, deal with her, make sure you be honest with her, make sure you just tell her everything that's going on, because if somebody else tell her something, she gonna turn up and, you know, and try to take her head off and do some other wild shit. Wow. So just be honest, I guess that's what I would tell them.
I guess that's good advice. Are you just saying that because I'm right here?
No, I'm
would it be
honest.
Worse if I wasn't right here?
No, because again, I don't look at people the same as I did 2 years ago, even 365 days ago. I know everything is growth, right? Everything is growth. And I'm not just saying that trying to sound like Russell Simmons or something, but everything is truly growth. Mm-hmm. If you're in a position where you've been somewhere and you're conscious about where you've been and you want to be better, you're gonna apply some growth to where you was at. So even if you did do some wild shit with a hammer and you turned up, I would hope in 2019, December, you wouldn't do that again if you were in that same situation. I would hope that you would say, Jayla, bitch, you can't do the same shit you did 2-3 years ago because you grown now. You know what I mean? But if you do, hey, man, that's your life. Yeah.
What is the longest song from, like, 2017, 2018?
What do you mean?
Like the timing that these songs have been recorded.
Well, most of the oldest song I probably made in early 2018. Mm-hmm. Nothing goes back to 17 because that's kind of far back. Mm-hmm. All majority of these songs were made in this studio. So I've been in this studio for 3 years, and I know one of them I made at a house, at Jasmine's house. So I think that's the oldest record that I have.
What do you feel like?
I might be tripping.
Oh, what do you feel like was the hardest song to make?
None of them.
None.
None of them were hard to make.
Like emotionally, like no.
No, because I wanted to say it. You know what I mean? Nothing was hard for me to get off or tell or speak about. It was things that I wanted to get off my chest. and the tracks that I chose just helped me talk about them. You know what I mean? Like I said, Face the Facts is my favorite song because I'm being so vulnerable in it. I'm being so real, and it's really it hits on every cylinder that I want to talk about. That the whole album is about. If you listen to Face the Facts, mm-hmm. you'll get a gist of what the whole album is about. But each other song
just
is kind of
that song.
Yeah, each other song is segmented before you get to that song because it's one of the last songs on the album. So
now that this is out, well, I'm pretty sure during the process before you like putting it out there, I'm pretty sure this is therapeutic for you. Obviously,
yeah.
just because
yeah.
it's music.
Yeah. The more I talk about it, it's therapeutic. Even me sitting here talking to you is therapeutic.
That's what I was just gonna say.
Yeah.
So now that people know about it, like you're not nervous, like it's still feeling
nervous
a sense
as hell.
Of relief.
No, I'm nervous as fuck. I've never been this nervous about anything I put out. I'm scared as hell. You know, even in my listening session, I'm nervous as hell that you know if people are gonna like it or not. You know what I mean? If people mm-hmm. are gonna enjoy the music, so. I hope that people really enjoy it and take something from it. So, but I'm scared as fuck. The only time I'll get a relief is when I get enough people like, man, this shit raw. Then I can actually sit back and be like, okay.
So until then,
the
anticipation
still,
is
yeah,
just.
Yeah, I'm still on pins and needles and trying to read people when they're listening to it. And I had somebody tell me they didn't like it, a few songs on it. And that kind of
made me
feel.
What didn't they like about it, though?
Well,
like the truth in it, the actual song.
I don't think the person that I let listen to it was listening to it from the standpoint of trying to consume, and I think they were just trying to be an asshole. Mm-hmm. And I told her that, and she kind of got enough feelings. But it is what it is. And this isn't a person. This isn't a person I've ever dealt with or anything. She just kind of had this approach, and you know, it was what it was. And that kind of set me back 10 years when she said all this. Shit. I'm like, fuck. You know, because I'm so vulnerable with this meal.
That's what I was just going to say. That
fragile.
Can be crushing.
Yes, it's fragile when you say something like that to me about this.
Because, like, that's just like an artist, and you know, they're painting. You're just like, this piece of shit. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
And everybody's not going to like it, but I don't.
Painted this for 7 months.
No, real talk. Really. But I don't think everybody's going to like it. I mean, I don't think everybody's going to be for it at the time that they may hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you listen to this, that's why I wanted to wait until it got cold.
Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't put this song out
in the summer.
No
when
way.
Everybody,
no
yeah.
way. No way.
Just party.
Yeah.
Party music. Yeah.
It's got to be some shit you got to ride to, some shit you in your room to, or some shit you you done broke up with a nigga or with a girl, and you kind of feeling yourself. You know, girl made you mad, guy made you mad. You put it on. It's not definitely before the club. It's not before you go out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for none of that. You know, there's a few records that's turned on there, like Trust No Hoes. Shout out to Brandon, Stay Dumb Fly, and Mojo 2 times, they on there. And that's the most turnt record that's on there.
Yeah, how like most people be like I heard opinions about J. Cole, like, and people had like bad stuff to say, like, mm-hmm. you were expecting to get lit to this before the club.
Right,
This ain't
this
that.
This ain't that, no.
Yeah.
And Heart Palms is not that at all.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're going to see how people feel about this.
November 23rd, man, it's going down. November 22nd, I keep saying 23rd. I don't know why I keep saying it. November 22nd is going down, man.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing this. You sure it's no diss songs about me on there?
No.
You positive?
No, but I might squeeze one in before we get out of there. I might write one tomorrow on your ass.
You definitely, yeah. definitely. How many diss songs would you say you've made about me? In the
they're not
totality.
They're not diss songs,
fam.
They're not diss songs, bro.
Bro, you dissed me.
No, I just told the
truth. Okay, you, because like you said, music is therapeutic, so you let out how you felt.
Right. I never put them out, right? I never released these records, you know what I'm saying?
How many would you say are out there? That Well,
what
you didn't put them out. How many would you say that you've created?
Like two. It's like two, I can remember me making two songs about, and I don't even know where they're at. Like, I don't even know how to listen to them again.
Good.
So that should just show you how much, you know, and they were really good songs.
I know.
And I wish I could listen to them again. Maybe I'll find them. I don't know. We'll see.
How about you just let it go?
Maybe. I don't know. Unless you make me mad again, I'll go pick them back up.
Wow. That's pretty petty there.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to ask any more questions. I think I'm done here.
God bless.
I'm done here. Where can the people find you at so I can get the fuck out of here?
Everything's Boilos Crazy, man. Like I said, the album out November 22nd. Thanksgiving weekend. It's going down, birthday party, November 22nd at the Red Zone Club in Kenosha. We also have the live soul session with the band at Stretch's Bar and Grill the 21st. That's Thursday.
Mm, cool. I might still be in town.
And we have merchandise right now. We got some t-shirts. We got some crew necks. We'll have some...
Heart problem
shirts.
Oh, it's crew necks too.
We have crew necks. We have the buttons coming, the heart problems buttons. Mm.
Can I get a button for free?
No, we ain't giving nobody shit. Everything got to be paid and purchased for on the phone.
Wow. You kept me with the faux part. I ain't no faux. You lost me.
No, I'm a faux. I'm one of the faux.
Oh, whatever. You want to be a GD FOMO so bad.
I'm everything.
All right, people. Well, you heard it from the man. Boy looks crazy. If you knew better, you do better. I hope you get good reviews on this because I know how sincere it is to you. And I know how crushing it can feel. Well, no, I don't know because I'm not a musician, but right. I just know how touchy you could be with your music.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I wish you the best, and hopefully we don't get dissed after this interview.
I mean, I don't know how we would get dissed.
I don't know.
Everything we said was true, so if somebody didn't want their name mentioned, then I guess I'll apologize right now. I'm sorry if I said your name and you didn't want me to say your name and you was a part of the story of Jayla. And Carlos, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, that's it, folks. Bye.